Yes, hi. I'm looking to speak with Margaret.
Who's calling, please?
My name is Daniel, ma'am. I'm calling you back from Loombook Writing. Hope you remember me. We had a discussion yesterday about self-publishing a book of yours.
I do remember you. Forgive me for sounding terse. I get so many spam calls that it's just really frustrating.
No problem. I can understand. Maybe I'm going through the same thing.
I think the country is. I mean, I understand
Indeed. Everybody
can make a living, but difficult.
Indeed.
So I did think about, would you hang on 1 minute, please? I'm sorry, just a minute.
No problem. I'm on the phone.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. So I did think about the offer that you wrote, and it looks like a really good offer. I just don't think it fits my needs right now.
Mm-hmm.
What I really want is to have the book printed, and
mm-hmm.
I want it for my husband's merchandise table when we go out and minister.
Okay. So technically you don't want it to be published. You don't want it to be distributed. You just want a few copies of it.
Well, right now. And then, you know, if I find
mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
it's going well or that, you know, somebody else is interested in my book, I just don't think anybody's going to be looking on Amazon
mm-hmm.
for Margaret Ellis, MD, let me find her book. You know,
They won't. See, it's not that they would look it up on Amazon. Normally people search it on Google, right? They look for it on Google, and if your book is available on Amazon, being one of the SEO optimized platform that is Amazon, it normally pops up on the first or second link. And this is where actually you find the book. You know, if you even go on Google and you type in a title of a book, exact title that how it looks like, all right, you might see the book in the first 5 links. All right, wherever it's published. It's published on Amazon, on Barnes & Noble, or anywhere, all right? Now, how things work is that, you would have to create an ebook version of this book before it's getting printed, okay? Ebook
mm-hmm.
version would be live, all right, would actually, you know, come into life, and then it will be printed into a proper book format. I'm talking about a paperback or hardcover, all right? Now, if you do not need any type of publishing or distribution, that's not a problem. We can proceed further with a printing of it. I can go ahead and have at least 100 copies printed out for you, and we'll have that delivered at your doorsteps.
Well,
but in which we will have to complete the remaining steps. For example, we'll have to create this into an ebook format, in an ebook, and for that, we will have to complete the proofreading. We'll have to take care of the book formatting. We'll have to make sure the cover interior is perfectly, you know, customized as per the book. All right, it's
mm-hmm.
created into an ebook format, and then it would go for publishing.
Well, what is
printing, you can say.
I'm sorry?
Kindle version. You know what is Kindle version?
No.
Which is...
a Kindle version. Why does
mm-hmm.
it have... I don't understand that. Why would
okay.
you do a Kindle version?
No, I'm talking about creating it to an ebook. I mean to say an electronic book first, all right? It does not go... Normally people have this thing in their mind that, you know, they directly want to print out a book or maybe, you know, they don't need an ebook, all right? But eventually the book will be written first, online on a computer, so it's electronically book, all right? It's an ebook, it's an electronic book, and then
okay.
it's getting printed out.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
So for that, you know, formatting, editing, proofreading, the indexing, everything needs to be on the right place.
Right.
And then it goes for printing. Okay, so you cannot directly go and publish, or you cannot directly print a paperback of it if an ebook is not available, because, you know, this was available maybe back in 19s or 80s where, you know, people used to use typewriters and they used to, you know, directly make a paperback out of a book. But nowadays it's completely computer. You know, you need to get an electronic book ready first, format that out, get everything ready and, you know, customize the cover with it, see how it's going, how it's looking, and then it goes for printing. So here what we will do is we would not go ahead and publish this book. We would go ahead and place an order for printing within your state, within your city, to a local printer, all right, that we have affiliation with. This way it sounds cheaper. So we'll go ahead and have this printed out for you and deliver you copies of the book.
Mm-hmm. So I live in Grove, Oklahoma. There's not going to be a local printer in Grove.
That's completely our job, ma'am. Don't worry about it. We'll take care of it. Wherever the nearest printer is available, we'll go and have it printed out. The shipping and everything. See, if we are taking the responsibility of printing, that means it is our responsibility. Now, even though if it's in, you know, Canada, I mean, to print that out, we will have to do that, all right, because this is exactly what you're paying for. Once it's printed out, then it's going to be shipped at your doorsteps, all right? So don't worry about that. That's completely up and up. And you won't even have any concern on any type of paper quality, all right? We use the best publishing and printing options, all right, for our clients, and we refer them the same thing, all right? So when I'm sure we'll have it delivered at your doorsteps, all right, it will be in a perfectly bookbinded format, and you would know that what your clients will be receiving. And eventually, later down the road, if you think that you want to publish it for new authors out there, for new readers, which I would recommend you do at the first step, okay? But if you do it later on, that's even up and up, you know? There are thirsty readers out there looking for new books. As soon as it will be published, new readers will be up, available live over there. They'll be able to see it, and if they like it, they'll be able to buy it.
Right. So, I'm sorry, would you hang on 1 minute, please?
Sure, sure.
I apologize, I'm back.
No problem.
So what would be your charge? Could you send me an email of a bid for 100 books, no publishing, but you do the cover and you get it printed and you do the proofreading and the table of contents? I really don't need an index, but I do need a table of contents.
Sure, sure, that's perfectly up and up. Did you receive my email yesterday that I've sent you?
Yes, I did.
You did, right? Okay, normally if you look at the second package out of the email, I'm not sure if you have it in front of you.
Let me get to my email here, please. Okay,
sure.
So I have this email for you, book writing.
Indeed. And if you open up the email.
Yes.
First thing, you'll be able to see a little introduction, a small introduction, a paragraph on known book writing. Then you would see a process, right, for a few paragraphs, and you would see a book cover designing service that we will offer you, and then the publishing. So remove the publishing part of it. Go on the second package. One package would look like startup publishing, and the second would look like startup publishing with 100 copies.
Yes, I have
that. Okay. Now, if you remove publishing out of it and distribution, all right, and obtaining ISBN, remaining everything goes the way it is supposed to be. Proofreading, book formatting, cover interior, book paperback publishing, eventually remove that as well. There is no cost to it, but, you know, let's remove that too. Google Book Preview, that comes with publishing, so you don't need that, so let's remove that too. And then publishing, all the options will be removed. Distribution, it will be removed, and ISBN part will be removed. So technically you're saving about $300. Then you see another $400 over here, and you see $100 here. So you're saving approximately $950 on the total package here with removing all the ISBN parts and everything that goes through publishing and distribution. So if I do some maths over here, 2899 subtracts 950 easily. And if you need the in-house service, book strategy, calls for marketing, this is technically an important thing, but if you don't need that, I'll remove it, so it will save you $150.
So,
do you want me to do that? Book strategy calls for marketing means that once the book will be ready, our marketing analysis will go ahead and review the complete market as per your genre, and we'll speak to you that if you want to market this book or if you want to earn profits of it, or if you want to make this as an income, then what could be the best strategy you could follow? I mean to say how you can create awareness of this book and how you will sell this book online.
Right, right.
So all that strategies will be discussed once the book is ready. So if you want
right.
to discuss that and you want to do that, so the charts is there with you. If you want to remove it in the package, it would save another $150 for you.
Okay. So I think I heard you say
$1,650.
$1,950. No, I won't pay that. I mean, no, I just can't.
Okay, then how much would be your affordability, if you can let me know? Because remaining all the services are in-house, I cannot compromise on the copies cost, which is a printing charge, but for in-house services, I can work on it. Like, how much do you think would be your affordability out of it?
Well, so yesterday we talked about a 50% off on the startup
mm-hmm.
publishing, which was going to be $1,150.
Mm-hmm. Indeed,
and,
without the copies.
So if we, right.
Mm-hmm.
But if we took all of the things off except
mm-hmm.
proofreading, formatting, cover, paperback,
mm-hmm.
I guess really, are we doing paperback publishing?
That's a part of publishing, but when we are removing publishing out of it, so automatically there is no use of paperback publishing. It won't be a part of it.
So you'd be removing three
yes.
things from this $1,150.
Mm-hmm.
On
the regular
so,
cost. See, $1,150
yeah.
is a reduced price. I'll go back to the regular, all right, first. We will calculate the subtraction from the regular cost, and then the remaining will be distributed, or then the remaining will be divided, all right, into halves. So that's how it works. It's not that the discounted cost will then be subtracted more. First, the subtractions will be done. That means I'd have to remove $950 from $2,299, the regular cost.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then whatever the charge will be, the remaining, then will be discounted for you.
Right. It's just too expensive for me, and I have
Indeed.
Absolutely no doubt that your company is very much worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I get that. But I just can't do that right now. I'm really looking for
mm-hmm.
Some way to spend, you know, maybe $750
mm-hmm.
and get 100 copies of my book.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
I hear this. I hear this. I can make a deal out of this for you, all right? Just putting it on the table for you, see if it works out. I cannot accept the complete package in $750. It will be way less in terms of the cost because, of course, printing cost would not be subtracted. In-house services, proofreading, customizing the cover, you know, things that we can handle in-house, I can subtract those. Printing, you know, shipping, and, you know, the UPS guys won't give us discount. The printing local printers won't give us discount. So there's no discount on that, okay? Though, what I can do for you is I can round this off on a very simple calculation of $1,000 for including the copies, all right, 100 copies that we would go and deliver at your doorsteps, all right, 100 copies plus proofreading plus the cover and plus everything, the indexing and everything. So what you can do is you can pay $750 out of it now, and $250 you can pay on completion once you're satisfied with the job, which I'm sure you would be. This way you would get an option to go ahead and pay the remaining amount. You would get time to go and collect it out. And, you know, it would sound in a win-win situation, you know. You can pay $750 now and $250 later if, again, you like the work, which I'm sure you would. So if this is the deal we can sign up for, I'm sure we can work this out. It's
well,
not that $1,150 anymore. It's $1,000 plus 100
right.
copies cost. It's included. You're not paying separately for that.
Right. And
so technically, I am working in your budget. I'm asking you to tip me off with $250 if you like the work.
Okay. So, Daniel, would you put this in writing for me and put it in an email where my husband and I can look at it? And then what I'll do is I will email you back because we're getting ready to go out of town for the weekend on a ministry trip. So
okay.
I won't be back on my phone until Monday. But, you know, we can talk over the email, definitely.
Fantastic. Sounds great. Sounds great to me. I'll go ahead and shoot up an email to you in the next 5 to 7 minutes from now. Again, do a refresh your inbox. If I land in your junk or spam box, do have a look at it. And I'll customize or I'll summarize our conversation that we had today, finalize the package to you with the details, with the payment options that we discussed. And if there's anything that you still need help with, or if there's anything confusing, if anything is not making sense, let me know. I'm sure I'll be there
now,
to answer.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Will you all be getting the ISBN?
ISBN, that is for the book. This is normally required when you're using for publishing, and you said you don't need publishing.
Well, but I may need publishing later. And
so
what
we
I've
can
read
add ISBN at that time.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
ISBN will be issued to you, all right, once the book will be ready for publishing. Every book, for example, ebook would have a different ISBN. Paperback comes with a different ISBN. Hard copy, hard book, or hardcover, you say, comes with a different ISBN.
Mm-hmm,
so if you're not applying for publishing right now, so applying for ISBN would be totally a waste of money. All right.
Mm-hmm,
again, just a call.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I don't mind if you want me to add this in the package for you for the effect, I guess, with $100, $150 more, not more than that.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
if you're not using that specific service, publishing, you don't want anyone to review the book, then I don't think ISBN would be a good thing at the moment to start with. Though once the book will be ready for publishing, the first thing that could happen would be that we'll apply for ISBN and then put it up front on Amazon or Barnes & Noble for publishing or, you know, whichever it is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But wouldn't the cover, if we got the ISBN
mm-hmm.
later, the cover would have to be modified to accommodate it?
Well, it would be modified anyhow, all right, anyhow. Because right now, even if I put down an ISBN, let's say we get an ISBN for ebook for you, and we put it on the cover, later down if you are publishing the book in a paperback format, the cover will be modified, it will be edited, and the new ISBN would go on the cover.
But wouldn't that then add an extra charge later? I guess I'm wondering if we should, even though we're not going to do the publishing right now.
See, minor charges, minor things, for example, adding an ISBN on the cover is acceptable. Now, if you ask me to edit the complete cover, I will ask you to pay for it. If if you understand what I mean. For example, if there's a character in the cover, you want me to change his clothes, or you want me to edit the character, you want me to remove the background or anything in the cover, I will ask you to pay for it. Minor changes, adding an ISBN, or maybe fixing an author's name, or maybe fixing the page count, or any certain, you know, errors like this, or any certain changes which are very minor changes, I mean, that is something that we can work on. Not a problem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'd really appreciate it if you would put this to me in an email so I can look at it written down, make sure that we're on the same page, and I've got something to go over it with my husband.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'll do that right away for you. And, again, as I said, any questions for you, do let me know. By the way, does this deal make sense to you? I mean, does that, you know, seem that we can go ahead and get this done, or do you still think that, you know, we would face some issues in this?
Well, I don't know.
I'm agreeing to what you're looking to pay, all right? You gave me a number, $750. I said, no worries, and I'm just accepting what you're paying.
Right, but I'm not exactly sure what we are covering. Are we covering the proofreading, the formatting,
Indeed.
The table of contents,
Indeed.
And the printing of 100 books?
Indeed.
And, oh, the custom design cover.
Indeed. Front, back, and spine.
Right.
That's all covered. This is exactly what you're paying for. This is exactly what I'll put up in the email for you right now.
Okay. So basically, I'd be paying you $10 a book. So
to get this book ready, you'll be paying proofreading cost, formatting cost, cover, interior, these type of cost. It's required once, all right? You won't have to pay that every time you order 100 copies. All right, next time if you would order a copy, it would go as per the charge, $4 or $5 a book or whatever the charge is at that time. All right, this is a bundle. You're getting services in bundle. That means interior services plus exterior services for printing is included in it. All right, normally if he would go to the printer, he would do the printing stuff only. If you would go to the designer, they would help you with the cover only. If you would go to an editor, he would help you with editing only. Here, I'm taking care of everything in one go. Editing, proofreading, formatting, book cover designing, that's done through a professional designer. That means you would throw your idea to us, we would bring that into life. All right?
What,
and that's
what
not
would be our turnaround time on this?
Completely depends on you. We don't have any boundaries. We don't have any, timeline exceeding processes. All right. Until you're not satisfied, you will make us work back and forth. You're backed up with unlimited revisions. As soon as it's finalized, it will be given to your book. Normally, it takes 2 or 3 revisions to finalize a book cover. That means I will give you 4 or 5 variations of what your cover would look like. As per your thoughts, as per your ideas, you would choose one out of it, or maybe 2 out of it, and then editings will be done on those 2 covers to make them look more professional as per your requirements. Maybe you would ask us to change fonts, colors, placing of it. We'll go and do that back and forth. So that completely depends on you. If you finalize in one go, maybe in the first week, we'll have the cover ready. If you need maybe 20 changes, I have no issues, but it will, again, take time.
Right. And, the editing could potentially take time. I mean, I'm sure that would also be back and forth.
Of course.
I don't think that there's
same thing would go with editing, same thing would go with the cover.
Excuse me?
Same process will follow the unlimited revisions process
yes.
for the editing and the unlimited revision process for the cover. The best part is that we will be working on both the things, the editing and the cover, simultaneously. So back and forth we'll be working on the cover, and then at the same time, the editing will be taken care of by the editors. So we won't be wasting time on doing them one by one. Yeah.
Do you think it would be possible to get this book out within a month?
Well, if you start now, it's 23rd, I can get this book out before the middle of next month. You're talking about publishing.
Yes. No, not
for
publishing,
printing,
but the printing, that
printing
I would have the books in my hand.
You can keep at least last week of April in mind. The reason why is because after placing the order for printing, it would take at least 5 to 7 days for them to print it out, and then 2 to 3 days additional for the shipments in case if it's not within your city or within your state. All
right,
so 48 hours, 72 hours will be required more, and then again, it is up and down. All right, from our side, we will try to wrap it up at earliest if there is an urgency. All
right,
but we will have to give a benefit of doubt on the timings.
I could conceivably have that book in my hands by May the 1st.
If that's the deadline, then that's fantastic. That's completely doable.
Okay. Well, this really sounds good. I've been looking, at doing all of this myself. I've just I'll be truthful, but, between talking with different publishers and then they want to publish it and they send me a contract, which is ridiculous. I mean, I didn't even start out to write a book. I started out just to answer some questions for myself, and I just started making notes, and all of a sudden I had 151,000 words. And I've had professional people look at it and they say, wow, we want to publish this, but then, anyway, it just hasn't worked out.
I don't know why, but I've actually noticed after COVID, all right, you would see a lot of firms in the market. They pretend to be publishers, but they're really not publishers, right? I've got, I would say teams, not companies, but I've got teams lined up over here. They outsource their work to us to complete the job. So normally what I'm thinking is that what their intents or what they'll be doing is they'll be charging $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 from their clients to go and get the work done, and they'll be paying they might pay $1,500,000 to us to get this done. And remaining goes to them. Neither they have to do any type of work, neither they have any in-house services. That's it. They're just talking to the client and talking to the company back and forth. You just have to be the middleman, right? So I've seen people doing that back and forth, but again, that's no benefit, all right? You would have no learnings towards it, and again, you would pause at a certain stage. Here with us, being 250, people in the team, writing team I'm only talking about, then designers on top, then support team on top. So we have creative people on board. We don't pause at any stage. That means once the book will be ready for publishing, we'll help you with publishing. before publishing, pre-release marketing steps in. Then you might need someone to go and create an audible version of the book. Then you might need someone to create a teaser out of the book. Then you might need someone to help you with creating awareness in the market on social media, on Google, on Facebook, on Instagram, everywhere. Then you would need someone to take care of printing and distribution of the books. So this is everything that goes out, and this is exactly now where we end. All right, we have got clients over here whose books are suggested to Netflix to make a series out of it. Personally, my book, I cannot disclose the name of it. All right, I'm a published author myself. One of my books is going for Hollywood production as well. So there are authors out here who are, you know, going on next level every second day. All right, it's just because they have good stories, they have, you know, they're getting good response, and then they'll go ahead with it. And we don't end up, all right? They have been working with us for years, all right, because, you know, that's how it works. Once you see a satisfying company doing the job back and forth, all right, you would stick with them for the remaining, all right? That's the reason I'm not worried about whatsoever you're paying in the first go to me, because I know that I just want you to get on board with me, see my work. Once you are on board with me, once you would see my work, once you know what we are talking about, what type of a company we are, next time finances won't be an issue because you know what I'm talking about. If I'm telling you I will help you sell the book, that means I will help you sell the book. All right, I have showed you my words before, and I'll do that early, and I'll do that later on as well. And this is what is the key to success, what we feel. Relation for years and years. We don't want you to use us only for publishing and then say bye-bye, to be very simple.
Well, it sounds very interesting. I'm truly interested in this.
Thank you.
And I don't ever think that my book is going to be, you know, picked up for a movie or anything like that, because it's really just examining these healing miracles of Jesus as recorded in the Gospels, and then some of my anecdotes from my practice and so forth.
The reason why is because your book is limited to a certain niche, all right? It's limited to a certain targeted audience, all right? It's not a novel. It's not a horror book. It's not a non-fictional memoir or maybe a biography, you know? So it's limited to a certain niche. But again, if I help you sell 5,000 to 7,000 copies in first 10 days as soon as it's published, it would reach the New York Times bestseller column automatically. All you need to make sure is 5,000 to 7,000 sales. And if I know the target audience who would read the book and who would be interested in this book, then, of course, I would do the marketing in that route. Okay. So these are the only main things you need to focus, all right? We have got millions of people over here on board with us, all right? I'm talking about readers who signed up on multiple platforms because they're thirsty out there for new books. So I'm sure I'll get 5,000 to 7,000 people out of those lists, right, who will be able to buy the book. And if they do, bingo, you get a bestseller. I mean, you would cover what you're investing on it, maybe multiply by 7 minimum, if it becomes a bestseller. That means if you're investing $1,000 on it, all right, you can expect at least $10,000 to $12,000 out of it. 7,000 copies, selling 7,000 copies means what? Making $4 profit on each book. On each copy. So five, or let's put it the minimum, 5,000 copies would make you $20,000. But again, for this, you need to create that awareness in the market. You need to make your book a brand. That means if I'm putting your name on Google, all right, the first thing I should see is your book. If I'm putting your name on Google, the second thing I should see is your author website. If I'm putting your name on Google, the third thing I should see is the book page, which is created on Facebook, on Instagram. So the readers have no choice to run. They click on your book and they buy it, all right? Yes, every person won't be there to buy it, but this is what massive marketing is. I know that if 15,000 people will visit the book, all of them won't buy it, but even if 50% of those buy it, $7,500, you're still in good go.
Right. So, you know, and I do really think, I understand about promotions and getting things in front of that many people and a certain percentage are going to do it. I get that. And I also understand that those, you know, I can't do that myself. Those kind of services would have to be paid for. And my husband also has books coming out where he will need this kind of promotion. I can't jump into that kind of a package right now.
No, no, of course, of course. Absolutely. We're not talking about anything about right now. I was just giving you an idea of these
right.
services are available. And you're right. You cannot do that at your end. Okay, at your end alone, even though me alone myself, I cannot do it. All right, I need the team. All right, I need someone to go ahead and work with me on this, maybe 5-7 people who can work on the project with me and help me reach this level. Okay, we are talking about this on a later stage. But for this, trust is really important. And trust would come in once we'll show you our job. Right now, I'm just giving you my words, all right? The best thing is to earn the trust is to give you 100% satisfactory results, which I'm sure I would. So that's the reason I'm so easy on the payments, because I know once you'll be on board, once you achieve the job, there'll be a smile out of your face, and this is where I will ask you to pay the remaining $250, and I'm sure you would. So I'm confident on my team.
Well, it sounds really interesting. I'm really glad that you've called me back. And if we find, you know, I spoke with one person. He actually was an independent. Hang on just 1 minute, please. I've got my hearing aids. They're just buzzing. They're too loud or something. I apologize. I keep having to adjust them. I spoke to an editor. He actually is a freelance person with Readsy, and he was very kind in answering my questions and, you know, just over the Internet and so forth. And he thought that my idea was so good. He said, in a church, when people ask for prayer, what is that usually about? He said, I would tell you that 90% of the prayers are for either their healing or somebody else's healing, which is what makes my book, I think, exceedingly unique, is because as a physician, I have analyzed these miracles, 27 of them, that Jesus did that are recorded in the Gospels, and I've analyzed them from a medical perspective, a spiritual perspective. I've answered questions like, what does Jesus expect of us when he provides us with a miracle? Why do some of these prayers get answered affirmatively and others don't? I've experienced miraculous healing up close and personal. I mean, and as a physician, I don't say that easily. So I think my book, I learned so much for me, stuff I had to know. And I just dug and I dug and I dug, and I just kept writing. I don't know what to say, but it was just a huge blessing to me. And I wasn't even going to go through this process at all. But a friend of mine said to me, she said, Margaret, do you really think God would have you write 51,000 plus words and not want to share that with somebody else?
Exactly.
And that's really what started me down this process of looking to share it with other people. And so I've had four of my friends to review it for me, and they've just kind of come back with statements, wow, I mean, just wow, you know, and they'll say stuff like that. And then I had one chaplain who's a friend of mine to review it, and she just raved about it. So,
well, this is how it is exactly, Margaret. I mean, if you have knowledge about something, share it. Because knowledge, education, these are the only things which actually increases if you share it, right? So go ahead, and if you have certain knowledge about this and you're turning this into a book, I'm sure it would help, you know, a lot of people out there. Even though if it helps 10 people or maybe 10 or maybe 20 people out there, all right, you still fulfill the aim of publishing this book.
Right.
Right, so that's what it is, right? But again, don't take me wrong. I'm not asking you to go into publishing route at the moment, all right? I'm just giving you ideas, what could be done, what could be better, all right, and how this project would look better, all right? Again, as soon as you would get your manuscript, what you have written, once our editors would review that, once we would bring that into a professional book format, we would have more ideas and more creative suggestions for you of how you can spread this book in, you know, maybe around the globe, maybe around U.S. for now, So what will be the partial options for that, how to apply in universities, or maybe how to go and drop any applications to hospitals, that there is a new folk certain like this, which is in the market, that could be helpful. And if they accept it, then let's say if one hospital accepts your request, that means we are talking about 100, or no, I'm sorry, we are talking about at least 1,000 copies. So this is exactly where you would cover what you're spending on this.
Well,
so it's important. Think over this, all right? You know, you can turn this into a business. You do have a property, all right? All you need is the right person to go ahead and give you right things at the right time and throw this book into the market at the right time. That's it. If all these factors match, all right, bingo, it could become a good seller too. All right. Again, you just need someone to go and guide you out, and I think things would go on into a very right direction. But for now,
given that these two publishers wanted the book, and I queried them, like, well, how many do you think you're going to be able to sell, and, you know, what's the profitability margin, and blah, blah, blah. And they wouldn't answer me. But I know that because they wanted it, that they expected to make a profit.
They do. See, if you talk about literary agents, they do the same thing, right? They buy a certain manuscript from you, or they take a book of yours, they print it out, they put it to publishers, and then they give you a share out of your sale. All right. The problem is that they won't disclose what share you'll be getting initially once you're on board. All right. So this eventually, you know, this is a loophole that they leave for the agent, for the clients, and at the end of the year, they would give you a certain profit out of, you know, of your sales, and you would never come to know if that's the complete profit or they're keeping something out of it or there's any miscalculations in it. You won't have any access to that because they're the only people that they're taking care of everything. Eventually, if you would break the contract or you would take the book away, they made their money, all right? They are out of it.
Right.
Now they'll be looking for someone else, all
right?
So that's how it works. Now, again, as I being an author, I say that my book is my property. So if I'm writing a book, if it's my idea, if I'm the person doing everything back and forth, you know, writing it up and creating this up, then why should I give the profit to someone else? Let's create your own website, author website, make 1,000 copies of this book, and let me sell it on my own website.
Mm-hmm.
Let me keep the profit of my own book, all right? As I said,
mm-hmm.
if you sell 7,000 copies of it in 10 days, you would make minimum $15,000-$20,000. All right,
mm-hmm.
So why you would hire a literary agent who keeps 15,000 out of it and gives you 5,000 saying that you made 7,000 sales, congratulations.
Right.
You know, this is what normally authors do not have ideas about because they're not, this industry is not something which is available on Google that much. So that's the reason authors are not educated about it, and then they ended up giving their manuscripts to literary agents, and I've gone authors over here, all right, who are ripped off from literary agents. Someone is ripped off at least at $33,000. Someone has paid $80,000. Someone has paid $90,000. What they're getting out of it is nothing. And when they came online with us, when we did everything for them, and when they see their book sales now, they're like, you know, I made the right decision. Let's write a new one. All right, they just have an idea in mind. Now they're working with us for the writing as well. That means they're not even writing. They hired us for writing because we have writers on board.
Right.
And then this is how it turns
into
a business. One by one, second book comes in, the third book comes in. The best part is that if you make your audience in the first book, automatically that audience will follow the second book, the third book, the fourth book, as many copies as you're selling. All right.
Yeah.
Plus, you would see more copies getting sold of the second series, third series, rather than the first one. Because the first audience is following you anyhow, all right, and in the second book marketing, when you're promoting the second one, you're getting new audience attracted to the book. So it goes like 100 plus 5. Now you have 105 sales for the second book. So strategies are out there. I can go ahead and help you out on this. I can give you a lot of information on this. I am in this industry for the last 13 years, so I maybe know back and forth how things work. I've been through literary agents. I've been through publishing options. I have published my books. I've published all the books that I've been working on right now. So I know the difference of everything. What, you know, because I've been through all these stuff with all these steps, and I've been working with companies for years now. With this company, it's been 7 years. But in 7 years, I've never seen a client going on refund. You know, because this is the best.
What,
I've never seen a client going on a refund, or I've never seen a client going dissatisfied with the services.
Well, I'm so excited I found you because this sounds like the best thing that I have found so far.
Thank you very much. Well, I'm sure you would have the same words, all right, for the next 3 months, all right? Don't worry about it. Your trust will be required. A bit of your patience will be required. I'm sure first version, that will be delivery, edited version, might not be up to the mark. There might be some errors. Just don't go hyper on that. Be patient with us. I'm sure we'll complete it in a very good format, meeting your timelines, and there'll be a smile at your face. The end product will be the best thing that you've ever seen.
Well, that sounds wonderful. I was so disappointed when, I Googled the title of my book and nothing came up. And then I got on Amazon and I Googled the title of my book, which was A Physician Examines the Healing Miracles of Jesus. And I found a book on Amazon, A Physician Examines the Miracles of Jesus.
Yes, I was doing the same thing day before yesterday when you gave me your title on the chat. I was doing the same thing. Back and forth.
Yeah.
I got a book with the same title, only the words were back and forth changed. You're right, I feel this. It does recall me.
I think that I have, I've come up with another title. The Healing Miracles of Jesus, and then underneath, A Physician and Her Faith.
That's a nice thing, too. That goes on
a
slogan.
You like that?
Yeah, that's a nice thing, too. That would go on the slogan. So it would go as A Physician, Healing Miracles of Jesus. So we removed the examines word here. Yeah, that's a good thing, too.
Yeah, I think so.
See,
okay,
the more words
so
you have in a title, the harder it would be, for the author to remember it or for the reader to remember it exactly the way it is. So keep it simple. If you can keep it the way A Physician, Healing Miracles of Jesus, sounds good, It's much more easier to remember comparatively A Physician Examines the Healing Miracles of Jesus,
Okay.
So that works, too.
I've so enjoyed talking with you.
Yes.
Send me this email, and let's see what we can do.
Absolutely. I'll do that right away. Thank you very much once again, Margaret, for your best time. You've given me 42 minutes over the phone. I really appreciate that, ma'am. Really did
so
not
much.
Realize you gave
me
so
much.
You're the one that gave your time to me, so
pleasure.
I really appreciate it.
No problem, ma'am. Pleasure will be all mine. Speak to you soon. I'll do an email to you right away, and I'll be appreciating a quick acknowledgement to it.
All righty then. Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you. Have a nice day, and best of luck on this. Bye for now.
Thank you.